This is just a practice show, Wendy.
Wow.
This is not
Ever
a real
since
show.
We took control
show.
Here
I know.
This morning, we should demand a redo.
Yep.
Something that we want to talk to you about that I have to admit I've heard a lot about. It's in its 11th year. It's the Midnight Circus in the Parks tour. Yet I've never gone. And so we have the founder and ringleader.
It's not a real show. On a normal day, I worry.
Ringleader of the Midnight Circus, Jeff Jenkins, in the studio. Jeff, how are you?
I am good. Thanks for having me.
Is any of what Wendy just said true?
Some of it is true. I am the founder and the ringmaster, although me and my wife founded it together.
Oh.
How does
Chicago.
This happen?
And she's certainly the artistic genius behind it. I can help put up the tent. That's my skill.
All right, well, that's a pretty good skill to have, first and foremost.
Yes.
Were you a circus guy in your youth?
Well, I grew up here in Chicago, in the Chicagoland area, and then I took off and joined Ringling Brothers when I was 18.
Wait, you're the kid who says, I'm running away to join the circus and did it?
I am that kid.
Do me a favor, because that's always like we think a myth, but you're mm-hmm. proof that it really does happen. What happened in that moment where you said, enough of this, I'm leaving everything I have and I'm going to travel with a circus? What were you
thinking? I was bitten by the bug in fourth. I remember distinctly I was bitten by the bug in fourth grade. I went to see Ringling Brothers in the old stadium.
Yeah.
And I snuck backstage, and one of the clowns caught me back there. And rather than chucking me out, he brought me back into Clown Alley, which back then was very different. It was kind of like Willy Wonka meets the Wizard of Oz meets,
oh,
you know.
Oh, my God.
It was really magical and interesting. And then...
Most kids would have been scared in fourth grade going into Clown Alley, I just want to say.
It was magical, I'll tell you that.
Really?
And then, you know, fast forward, you know, this guy had a huge influence on me bringing me back there. And then fast forward, you know, 20 years later, I graduated from Ringling Brothers Clown College, mm-hmm. touring with the circus, and they bring me back to teach. And our graduation show for the new students, and some guy tries to sneak backstage, and I catch him. It's Sean Emery, the clown who caught me.
Oh.
Fast forward again, his daughter, Ariel Emery, graduates from the National Circus School in Canada and is now a member of the Midnight Circus. Spectacular acrobat.
This is all coming full circle, isn't it?
It is coming full circle, but that's what it's about, and that's what the program is about.
All right, so tell us about the Midnight Circus in the Parks tour. It's been going on for 11 years. You perform in areas where there isn't usually a circus. Is that correct?
We do. We perform all over Chicago, but we've made a real point, and with the support of certainly the community and the Chicago Park District, the mm-hmm. Night Out in the Parks Initiative. We start the tour at 103rd and Cottage Grove at Gately Park last weekend. This week one will be at Hamilton Park and Inglewood. Then we just keep marching forward from there. So we go from the very south of Chicago all the way north and all points in between.
What do you make of, in the last couple of years, the proliferation of circuses, circuses?
Mm-hmm.
The number of circuses in and around the United States has dwindled dramatically.
I'm very obviously with Ringling closing,
yeah.
Big Apple, and although hopefully they're coming back. You know, it's challenging. Circus is hard work.
Sure.
I'll tell you first and foremost, it's incredibly hard because
yeah.
you're building that theater. Every day.
Yeah.
You know, when we go out to do the show, we have to build the tent, and sometimes it's raining. So it's difficult. You know, the odds are against you. So it's understandable.
So what can we expect at your circus?
Oh, boy, I'll tell you. You know, we are fortunate in that we attract spectacular performers, really from all over the world,
mm-hmm.
new theatrical, contemporary-style performers. We put them in a one-ring, intimate magical purple and blue big top where you're sitting there watching the show and you are practically in the ring with them. The show is really spectacular. That's why we play to 15,000 folks a year. That's why we're the only American circus company invited to the Montreal Circus Festival. That's like headlining Lollapalooza
yeah.
for
yeah,
Chicagoans.
That's very impressive.
That's how good the show is. That's how good
animals
the show
or
is.
No animals?
There are no animals
yeah.
save for two rescued pit bulls, Rosie Ray and Junebug, who are my personal pets and always steal the show. They're at home on the couch with my daughter, Samantha, who's in the show.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, she's in the show.
How old is she?
She is 10. And then my son, Maxwell Jenkins, he's 12. We got three fantastic Chicago Public School kids in the show. One of them is the daughter of an incredible former Russian acrobat.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, a couple dozen performers from all over the globe. I guarantee you, you've seen nothing like it in your local park.
And where's the schedule? Where can we find out where it's playing next?
MidnightCircus.net has the schedule.
You mentioned your son.
Mm-hmm.
He's making a name for himself in Hollywood, isn't he?
He is.
Talk
is that all you
role.
Want to get
Are
into?
Are you allowed to say the role he just got? Because we're impressed to meet you, but when we heard about this, what your son is going through, yeah. Wendy and I and Kevin all said, we must talk about this.
It's funny because the last time we were down here, he was filming right here at this building.
At Tribune Tower?
He was doing a scene that incorporated the building and the history of the building with the rocks.
All stuck in the wall.
Yeah, a Family Guy with Gerard Butler and Willem Dafoe, and he was Gerard Butler's son. So I remember being down here. It was a very kind of poignant, touching scene.
About this time last year, right?
It was, yeah. Exactly.
I remember when they were out there filming. Yeah. But is he not playing? He's recreating a role from TV past, right?
He is. Netflix is relaunching Lost in Space in a spectacular Netflix way.
And he'll be Will Robinson.
He is Danger Will Robinson.
Good
Billy
God.
Mumy, who played the role
Billy
originally.
Mumy,
he's
who
the
is
new...
been a dear friend and a great influence on Max. They spent the last year together as
really?
He was
filming Bill is
it.
So jealous right
I'm
now.
I'm so jealous.
Billy Mumy, he is, first of all, A-list actor, spectacular actor.
Yeah.
But talk about an A-list guy. Him and Max shared so their love of music. He helped him craft this beautiful song. My son plays mandolin. Billy Mumy is, of course, a very accomplished musician.
Yeah.
So he helped him, doing his homework, craft this fantastic song about Pete Seeger, who's a hero of both of them, for his homework project at Coonley Elementary, where he's a Chicago public school kid. I want to give a huge shout out to my public school.
That's awesome.
So did your son have an awareness of the original Lost in Space before he got cast? Did he see old episodes of it?
We showed him some. He laughed.
That's what you do.
It was great. It was great back then. The new one is going to be really something.
That's so
exciting.
We
haven't seen much of it. They filmed the first season, but it's under wraps. But it's going to be spectacular.
Wow.
Congratulations on that.
But you can see him in the circus, too. You think he's good in Lost in Space, you want to see him in Midnight
Circus.
Even better
in the Midnight
Circus. Your daughter and your son both perform in the Midnight Circus.
They do. Also, Regina Mermanoff, who's a spectacular young acrobat. Yeah. Well, it's a family affair. It really
I can
is.
Juggle.
My wife is up. You're hired. The hours are long. The pay is lousy.
Okay. Forget it.
Jeff, you, as a boy, ran away and joined the circus. What if one of your kids said, I want to run away and be an accountant? How would you handle that?
Jeff would give him a ride. You'd
Maybe.
Be supportive.
Happily.
Would you?
Like most parents, whatever your kids want to do, as long as it's remotely legal, you're going to support
them. Let them do it. Yeah, be happy.
Absolutely.
All right. So all fun and games. Yeah. The Midnight Circus in the Parks tour. You can go to midnightcircus.net to find out more. Mm-hmm. But aside from it being a great show, you are giving back to the neighborhoods. Talk about how much money you've raised so far.
From the very beginning, the whole idea, it started in our local park, Wells Park. Our park supervisor and our alderman at the time took a risk and said, let's do it. Open air, no tent at the time. Let's do a weekend of shows. And then the funds will go help rebuild the playground. Well, it was over $20,000, I believe, we pulled in that weekend. And we said, we're on to something. People want to see great live entertainment, world-class stuff in their neighborhood park.
Mm-hmm.
And they're willing to pay for it, even though the tickets, they're a steal. But that money goes right back to your neighborhood park. And so to date, we're at about nearly $1 million raised.
Good Lord.
And we couldn't do it without, of course, the park advisory councils, those selfless volunteers who give so much to their neighborhood parks and the support of the park district. But it's all about bringing folks together in their community, empowering them to make a difference in their community, in their park.
Think about it, though. If all of a sudden the traveling circus show came to your block, you wouldn't go to it?
You'd have to go.
I mean, it would be awesome.
Well, that's why we sell out every show, because people can literally walk across the street to your neighborhood park and for a very small fee see an incredible show. And knowing that most of the ticket sales and the concessions and the ad book go right back to your park. And your neighbors are there. You're bumping elbows. You're meeting folks you didn't meet who happen to live right across from you. And all of a sudden, you have this community that you didn't know you had.
And there's peanuts.
There is peanuts.
All right.
And popcorn.
Popcorn's
a lot of popcorn.
Good too.
Some cotton candy on a good day.
We learned the hard way. Don't do cotton candy. Bees like cotton candy.
Oh, right.
That's a good point.
Yep.
We have, I won't speak for you on this, but I know it's true. I'm a little afraid of clowns. What is our problem?
Well, our clowns are not traditional clowns in that sense. I mean, I'm the ringmaster and also a very eccentric clown character in the show. Mm-hmm. And I wear about as much makeup in the ring as I have on now. So it's very human in that way. You
For
wouldn't
people
come
who
to
can't
our
see
show.
Jeff, you're wearing no makeup. right
well,
now.
Well,
a little bit of blush, touch, but you look adorable.
But what, you know, what self-respecting father wouldn't leave home without a little bit of blush?
You need it on a day like today.
But it's, you know, it's really accessible in that way. It isn't over the top and gaudy.
Is that why we're afraid of clowns? Because of the makeup, they depict something like always a smile, yet we don't know what the inner feelings are?
It can be scary, certainly. I'll tell you, coming from Ringling, where some of the clowns, where you do these over-the-top makeups, it can be a little intimidating, but ours, certainly not.
The remake of It is coming out in a couple weeks. Is that good for business or bad for business?
I never really thought about that. Look, if Stephen King would buy a ticket and tweet about the show, I think it'd be great for business.
It would be, wouldn't it?
All right, we have to take a quick break. Jeff Jenkins, founder and ringleader of Midnight Circus. It's the Midnight Circus in the Parks tour. It returns to what's become an annual Chicago family tradition. This is the 11th year, and you can get all the deets at midnightcircus.net. It's Bill and Wendy, 720 WGN. We're talking Midnight Circus, internationally known Midnight Circus in the Parks Tour. It returns to maybe your neighborhood for the 11th year. You can go to midnightcircus.net, and the founder and ringleader of Midnight Circus, Jeff Jenkins, in the studio with us. Someone has called and said that they are an old friend of yours, Jeff.
Yes.
Bob?
I got a couple friends. Bob. Yes, I remember Bob Weber. Yeah.
Bob, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to hear from you. It's been a few years.
Oh, it has. And I'm just tickled that you're very successful. And I just love hearing your voice. And I just feel your energy over the phone. It sounds like you got a great thing going. And I'm very thankful that you're moving forward. And sounds like a great show. We did see you at Metropolis 1 year.
Yes, back in the day. We did some theatrical productions back in
at
the
Metropolis.
Day. Yeah, yeah. Northlight Theater, Metropolis, Ivanhoe. We did a lot of very theatrical stuff before we decided that, you know, if we're going to really make a difference and bring circus to folks who don't always get it, we got to bring it to the people.
Yeah.
And that's the local parks. And so we shifted focus, mm-hmm. and we created this program that brings it to the neighborhood, bringing circus to
great
the people,
idea.
As we say.
I love it. Bob, thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Mike, good luck to you, and thanks for taking my call. Bill and Wendy, I love you guys.
Oh, thank you so much.
Take care, Bob.
Thanks, Bob. Somebody has texted us and wanted to know if this Midnight Circus comes to the suburbs at all.
You know, we don't right now. The focus of the program is Chicago. We've partnered with, you know, the Chicago Park District, the mayor's office through the Night Out and the Parks Initiative, and some other terrific sponsors. So we really focus on Chicago. Our bandwidth is kind of lean right now. It's a mom and pop shop.
Mm-hmm.
So we go where we can right now, and that's to our neighborhoods all across our great city.
A couple of weeks ago, my wife and I went to Wisconsin, and part of our tour included Baraboo, where the Circus Hall of Fame is.
Spent years there.
And the one thing that stood out to me the most was the incredible artwork on circus posters, mainly from the 1930s and 1940s. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
it had such an incredible look to it.
Yeah, they hired, you know, first-class artists back in the day to create those posters. Because there wasn't social media.
Yeah.
You know, you saw a poster and you went, oh, the circus is in town. And literally the town would shut down.
Yeah.
And everyone went to the circus. And that's what we're trying to do on the weekends in Chicago. You know, our volunteers, they get those banners and those posters up. And we hope that, you know, for a couple hours, everyone takes a break, heads to their neighborhood park and takes in the circus.
And gets a little escape from what's going on in the real world.
Amen.
That's what we all need.
Amen.
What
yes,
do you make
indeed.
Of, there was a time where part of a circus, almost every circus, included a freak show. I mean, that doesn't happen anymore.
You volunteering?
I have a resume I brought in.
That would be
looking for everybody.
Well, that would be me, the middle-aged acrobat, right?
But that was commonplace for a long time, is people with various oddities were paraded out, and, you know,
that's how they made their money, unfortunately.
There were some circuses who did that. You know, certainly it's something that doesn't happen anymore, thankfully.
Yeah.
We've gotten more sensitive, more aware as a society.
Yeah.
You know, I think same thing with the animal issue. We've expanded our mind a bit.
And here in Chicago, if we want a freak show, we just look at politics. That's all we need.
You know, it's right there.
Yeah.
I'm sad on both sides of the whole animal issue. I know that circuses who had animals really took care of them because that was their bread and butter. I know there were some people that did not treat their animals so well. I'm relieved that they're kind of out of the picture right now.
You know, I think that's a whole nother radio show. You know, I saw some really healthy, productive animal-human relationships. And I'll be honest, I saw some that weren't. My you know, my two performing pit bulls are very much family pets. Mm-hmm. Everything they do in the ring, they do in the park with me every morning. So when you come out and see them, you go, well, that's a natural fit. Mm-hmm. They're on the couch right now listening to the show with my daughter. So they got it good.
Do they listen to us regularly, Jeff? I'm curious.
Rosie Ray, particularly, the younger one, is a huge fan of yours.
Oh, that's very nice to hear.
Hi, Rosie Ray. That's very nice. Nice to see you.
When you did your tour at the age of 18, first of all, did family members try to talk you out of this? And second of all, was it what you thought it would be? Because there's a romanticism to traveling around the country on a train. Mm-hmm. You know, was it what you thought it would be?
My family was incredibly supportive. Because I was kind of unwavering from fourth grade till I, you know, eked out graduation that I wanted to do this. Mm-hmm. And it was everything and more.
Really?
Everything. It was a spectacular lifestyle for a Chicago kid to, you know, plop on this train and travel all over the country with these incredibly talented, exotic, diverse people from literally all over the globe. China and Russia and South Africa. It was amazing.
So the circus exists. I mean, we always think of the American circus, but there's a version of it almost anywhere in the world, isn't there?
Oh, there certainly is. Yeah? I mean, Cirque du Soleil has done some spectacular things. You know, Seven Fingers out of Montreal, we're huge fans and you know, collaborators in one sense. We work with a lot of the same folks. There's a lot of great circus happening.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, changed and evolved.
Yeah.
When did you start traveling with the circus? Not in fourth grade. You went to school,
18,
right?
Oh, I went to school. Oh, okay. Yeah, 18, right after high school.
Because I'm like, your parents let you go? I mean, I know it's a great world experience, but wow. Yeah.
No, I graduated barely, but I eked out. That's the rule with my kids. As long, you know, as soon as you graduate from your neighborhood public high school in Chicago, then you can do whatever you want to do.
But that storyline, like your storyline, whenever it's told in book form, in novel form, or in a movie, it's darkly mysterious. Like you've seen Something Wicked This Way Comes. Oh, it's a similar story. It always has a dark twist to it. Your story doesn't have a dark twist, does it?
Well, not for air. There's
a
few skeletons in the closet, I'm sure, but you know, probably won't bring those out on GN at 10:30 a.m.
I'm just loving that your son Max, is he 11?
He's 12.
12 years old. He knows how to play the mandolin and is into Pete Seeger, which means he loves folk music. I have an 18-year-old who's into folk music. We should hook them up. They can start a little band.
He does have a band, actually. He plays out. They came together at the Old Town School of Folk Music.
Yeah.
And they play a lot around town. They play at a lot of street fairs and festivals. Cowboy Jesus and the Sugar Bums. They're pretty
good. Oh, my God.
Great name.
Yeah, pretty good. I wanted to name him as a kid, but that didn't fly.
Cowboy Jesus? Yeah. Is that going to be his name?
Did not fly. We used it for the band. But he's a huge Seeger fan. You know, that
that's
comes
excellent.
From all our days of marching with our teachers. Yeah. But that's a whole nother problem.
Yeah. Boy, we have to have you on once a week to tell a different story.
Yeah.
It is a pleasure to meet you, Jeff Jenkins, the founder and ringleader of Midnight Circus. It's a great thing that you're doing. Are you surprised 11 years later it's still going strong?
I am surprised, but most of all, I'm grateful. I'm grateful to the audiences, the communities, and the volunteers, because I think it's an important program.
Mm-hmm. Keep us posted as to when Midnight Circus comes to the suburbs, because we all want to see you.
You bet.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Jeff Jenkins. We'll take a quick break. We've got news next and then a whole lot more coming your way after that. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN.